A state Supreme Court judge has ruled that New York's previous Department of Environmental Conservation commissioner was justified in approving the proposed Bel Air Resort in the Catskills. A group that brought the suit is considering an appeal. In a decision dated December 5th, the judge upheld then-DEC Commissioner Joe Martin's approval for permits for the $365 million project. Gary Gales is project coordinator with Crossroads Ventures, developer of the Bel Air Resort at Catskill Park.
The decision speaks for itself. Everyone has had an opportunity to be heard. The court has rendered a judgment. So the way I look at it, it's time for us to move on and hopefully move this project forward after a long 16 years.
Kathy Nolan is chair of the Catskill Heritage Alliance, which, along with some landowners, brought the suit against the DEC and Crossroads Ventures.
The decision in this case from the judge in Albany is disappointing for our many members, and we are seriously considering whether or not to appeal the decision.
Catskill Heritage Alliance had petitioned the court to overturn the outgoing DEC commissioner's decision to cancel a planned adjudicatory hearing concerning the DEC permitting of the Bel Air Resort project. The group sought such a hearing to adjudicate aspects of the project it felt the DEC had failed to consider adequately before issuing the permits.
We are arguing that at the lower build alternative, one hotel and one golf course, is environmentally much less damaging and therefore should have been the one chosen. The judge in that case said that the economics made the one hotel, one golf course alternative infeasible, but our experts showed that that's not the case.
The proposed Bel Air Resort consists of the High Mount Spa Resort and Wild Acres Hotel plus golf course. The resort would be built in both Ulster and Delaware counties in the towns of Shandaken and Middletown, respectively. Depending upon whether Nolan's grassroots group appeals the decision, another legal obstacle for Crossroads Ventures remains in Shandaken. Catskill Heritage Alliance also had filed legal action asking the state Supreme Court to vacate the Shandaken Planning Board's approval of permits for the project. The judge partially agreed, directing the Planning Board to have the Zoning Board of Appeals review the circumstances for a special use permit. Again, Nolan.
The case for the zoning issues is related to whether or not Crossroads Ventures can have multiple detached units in addition to their two large hotels. And we are arguing that they cannot have those and should have to take those out.
Crossroads Ventures Gales comments on this aspect.
So after 16 long years, multiple issues raised before the courts as it relates to environmental concern about the project, we're now reduced down to how do you define a lodge and a vacation resort.
The Shandaken Planning Board is holding a public hearing on the permitting matter December 21st in Town Hall. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.